Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and once again, we are going to focus on the plan for that new 76ers arena in Center City. City Council on Thursday held a meeting where legislation was introduced that would help clear the way for the arena development. It was quite the raucous meeting, as one would expect, and KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there, and she joins us now. And first of all, Pat, talk about who was in attendance for this meeting, and talk about what the atmosphere was like.
Well, the arena opponents really jammed the council chambers. I mean, there were supporters there, you know, in case they felt they needed to counterbalance the opponents, but they ended up not really speaking and not doing anything. The real force in the room were the opponents who wore no arena t-shirts and buttons. And who, by the way, included Councilwoman Helen Gim. We haven't seen her around council since she resigned to run for mayor 2 years ago, but there she was. She didn't speak, but she was wearing her no arena pin. As soon as, and this was very early in the session, as soon as the clerk started to read the titles of the bills that the mayor was requesting to get introduced, the booing started.
And cause an arena to be constructed on it, including a multi-purpose sports.
Councilor BDs, just for a second.
First it was just booing, but then it was chanting and holding up signs. And finally, one of the leaders of the arena opponents, a woman named Debbie Way, was escorted out by sheriff's deputies. Then it kind of quieted down after that because a lot of the opponents followed her out to kind of, you know, make sure she was okay as she was pushed into the elevator with the sheriff's deputies and taken downstairs and told to leave the building. Council settled down and the bills got introduced.
So what exactly is in the legislation? And it was several bills, right? What would they do?
A lot of them are just technical, you know, who is going to own the land? How will the city acquire it? How will the Sixers lease it? Then there's also stuff about the community benefits agreement. And then Mark Squilla, in whose district the arena would sit if it's built. So he sponsored the legislation. He also added in two bills of his own. One would create a first of its kind cultural overlay districts to preserve the cultural character of Chinatown. And then he also created a special services district where a number of communities, not just Chinatown, but Washington Square West and the neighborhood, all neighborhoods with significant opposition to the arena, would get to have a say in what happens with things like the traffic plan or, you know, anything that might arise. And he says those are just safeguards that he built in after listening to the opponents and trying to address their concerns.
So what's next? This was the introduction of the legislation. Kind of what is next step on the path?
So the next step is committee hearings. And there will be, it sounds like there will be several. Council President Kenyatta Johnson hasn't released the schedule for those hearings yet, but he says it's already in the works that opponents and supporters will have plenty of time to present their concerns and issues. And he's not in any hurry to get it done. Someone mentioned to him that the Sixers want this done by December 12th. And he just kind of chuckled and said, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. So he's not bound by any deadline. Of course, that is like the third or fourth deadline the Sixers have given City Council, right? So he didn't seem too concerned about that.
What cards are really left for opponents of the arena to play now? Is it just to gin up opposition for the legislation?
Well, this is the thing. I don't think that there is anything that anyone could introduce that would make them okay with an arena. So I don't think that the opponents will ever be okay with this. So, you know, the only thing that's left for them is if they can convince 9 council members to vote against the arena legislation.
Thank you very much, Pat. That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. Or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.